Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 306, season 13. Today's date is February 13th, 2024, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I'm going to talk about comedian Jack Benny. And I will talk about my memories of watching him. I'll talk about his biography. Also, I'll talk about Jimmy Wong's Cantonese restaurant that was located in Chicago. That was a long time ago. And I'll talk about its history as well. And I have a few menu items I can read off. And it's going to be kind of cool. Okay. Right now, the programmer is going to go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Airwick Carpet Fresh. It's a powder, folks. And so this commercial is from 1979. I remember this one very well. And after I play this, when I come back, I will explain why I find this commercial amusing. Okay, so just sit back and relax, and I'll be right back, folks. Thank you.
Airwick presents some smelly reasons why you need a deodorizer to freshen your rug and room. Rover, who's all over. Little Annie's Fanny. The fish that comes to dinner and stays. The old fogey stogie. The damp musties. Now, once these odors get trapped in your carpet, they're in your room. That's why you need Airwick Carpet Fresh Rug and Room Deodorizer. Just sprinkle Carpet Fresh powder on, wait a few minutes, vacuum. Carpet Fresh overcomes the source of odors in your carpet. Your room has a clean, fresh smell. Oh, and let's not forget the mother-in-law with a sensitive nose. Carpet Fresh, the first rug and room deodorizer.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Airwick Carpet Fresh. I remember this commercial. What was memorable about that one was the old fogey stogie. He showed this older gentleman smoking this big cigar, you know, smiling and coughing. You know how cigars smell? Yeah, well. I've tried a couple of cigars in my youth, you know. Not crazy about them. So, and then they used to play this commercial all the time when I was in high school. And me and my brothers watched this, and one of my brothers remembers this very well, up to today. And so if I talk to him next time, I'll remind him, because he remembers this vividly. And it's still hilarious. As for the product, it's still around. So in some capacity, there's other carpet cleaners. So, but Airwick is the company that is. Yeah, it's still being produced. So that's good. You know, remember Airwick Stickums? Like you put them everywhere, anywhere in the house, anywhere in the bathroom, kitchen. It makes the whole house smell. Now we got Febreze. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about comedian Jack Benny and Jimmy Wong's Cantonese restaurant. Before I get started, mention a couple things. One, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Also, it's Jack Benny's birthday. That's why I chose to talk about him. Also, well, I'll explain another reason why I'm talking about him on my podcast. You know, and let's see what else I have in mind. Nothing new. Health-wise, I'm waiting until the 22nd of February to see the oncologist, and that's it. You know, I don't want to go any further. I've explained all that. That's okay. And my social media accounts, everything is fine. Oh, I just remembered something. As for the Super Bowl, I didn't really watch it, you know, but as I'm going through social media, there's a picture of that. I can't say that. I don't remember the guy's name, you know, Taylor Swift's boyfriend. And you have the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. And there's a photo circling around that he is yelling at the coach. And, you know, like they had a heated argument. And I don't know what's going on. And I asked my brother, what's that about? And he says, oh, it's nothing. Seemed like something to me. So for fun, I found a picture from the Honeymooners where Ralph Cramden is screaming at his mother-in-law. Being the blabbermouth. I thought it was funny. So I put them together, and a lot of people loved it because it's. I doubt that football player was calling his coach a blabbermouth. So it was hilarious. It really was. And according to almost all people said it was a good game, right into overtime. That's great. The commercials were wonderful. The halftime show, some people loved it. Some people didn't like it. You know, everyone had their opinion, you know, and Taylor Swift, of course, was there. Every time her boyfriend did something, they zoomed the camera to her. That's expected. Yeah. I knew she would show up. Of course I knew. You know, I heard it got good ratings. So that's good. Another football season came and gone by. Everything's calmed down. Everything's simmered down now. Okay, let's get started on my show. First, I'll talk about comedian Jack Benny. You're probably asking why I'm talking about him on my podcast. And, well, there's a good reason. First of all, Jack Benny was born in Chicago and raised in Waukegan. So he is a Chicago native. And I figured it's perfect because tomorrow's his birthday. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and he was born that day. So he's not really forgotten. Maybe young people today will go, who's he? I never heard of him. That's before my time. You know, all those excuses. But, you know, he's a very, to me, he's unforgettable. Very funny man. He should be, how would I say, you know, I don't know what the word is. You know, he should be honored. You know, he's a wonderful comedian and one of the greats. So right now I'm going to talk about his biography, just a little bit, not much. Then I'll talk about my memories of watching him on television. So here we go. Jack Benny was born Benjamin Kubelski on February 14th, 1894. And he passed away December 26, 1974. So he died 50 years ago. And it would be on Boxing Day. And he was an entertainer. And first, he was not a comedian, really. He was a violin player, on the vaudeville circuit. I'm sure people today will know what vaudeville is. You know, like live, it's live performances. You know, like you go on tour and you tell jokes or you, you know, do dancing, singing, play a musical instrument or, you know, opera, anything like that. And that's what he was famous first. And then he found this gift that he was funny. You know, he knew that. So, so he was born in Chicago. Then he was raised in Waukegan, which they have a statue of him in Waukegan. I don't know where exactly it is. One day I like to drive over there and just go see it. I want to see that because it sounds, I heard they named a school after him. I don't know if it's high school or elementary school. I think it's elementary school. I'm not sure. And so at the age of six, he studied the violin. And he was, you know, on the TV show, he played very badly. He just stunk. But he was decent, you know, playing. And he didn't like practicing much, you know. But he so his parents pushed him, you know, give him a nudge. And he did, he became played very well. And then he went on the circuit, you know, he was just entertaining. He read, he was playing in the same same theater as with the Marx Brothers. And the Marx Brothers' mother noticed him, you know, he became friends with them, with the Marx Brothers, all of them. But he was too young to go on the road with them because he was like 17 years old. And his mother said, no, he's not. He's too young. He can do that. But eventually they did. Anyway, then he started his radio program. And the Jack Benny program debuted in 1932. Wow, long time ago, on NBC, and it just caught on. He was funny, you know. It wasn't crazy, you know, like today's sitcoms, you know, like that. But it was his humor, you know. And people just, you know, radio back then was big. You know, it was the start of just like television in the late 40s and the early 50s. Like everyone bought a TV, but it was expensive. I'm not sure if radios were expensive back then. Well, that was during the Great Depression or like that. So I think it was because, you know, with the Great Depression, you didn't have any money. So you had nothing to do, or you couldn't find a job. So you just spend time just listening to a radio. And so when he got on the air, he was a big hit, you know. And that's where all the things that he did that were entertaining. Like, for example, he would just say, "Well," or something like that, or "Cut that out." Then he gathered his supporting cast as the years go on. He had his wife on, Mary Livingston. She did that. I heard that she had stage fright, so she didn't really perform. That was tough like that. The sponsors first was Canada Dry, and then the most famous sponsor he had was Jell-O. You know, J-E-L-L-O. I think older people than me remember that. And so he was on the radio from the 30s to the 40s to the 50s, like that. And then one of his other traits he had was, of course, the bad violin playing. He had his old car, the Maxwell. It was like a piece of junk, but he loved that car. He was also known for his frugality. He was like a cheap man. He wouldn't spend money. But in reality, Jack Benny was a very generous man. He really was. And so everyone in America, maybe the world at that time, knew him. He was not a very egotistical person. You know, he's just an ordinary man. And he liked that. And a lot of people in show business, they respected him. You know, they think it was wonderful. And then he got into television. And let's see. So the first, it was called the Jack Benny program, just like in radio. And he did the radio program at the same time. So the Jack Benny program premiered on CBS October 28, 1950. But it wasn't on every week. No. He had like four shows a year. Well, at first, and but it increased every year like that. And then it became regular like about 1960 or so. So the program ran from 1950 to 1965. And he had a great supporting cast. He had Dennis Day, he had Rochester, he had Don Wilson, Mary Livingston. I'll get to another supporting character that's really funny. Also Mel Blanc. The famous skit was with Mel Blanc was, well, he did a lot of voices in the show. He did the car, voice of the car, and he also played. There's a famous skit where he played a bank robber, and he said, "Stick him up," and Jack Benny responded, "Huh? You know, I said stick him up," and then this is a stick up, and he said, "Your money or your life," and the bank robber says, "Well, well, what are you waiting for?" And Jack Benny responded, I'm thinking. I love that. That's hilarious. Jack Benny did some movies too. Did a few. I think George Washington Slept Here. He did To Be or Not to Be. I like that one a lot. That was with Carol Lombard. He also had a rivalry on the radio and also on TV with another comedian. His name was Fred Allen. A lot of people don't remember him. But they were friends. You may remember him on TV. He was on What's My Line towards the towards the end of his life. But I watched the reruns on Game Show Network, and he was hilarious. I loved him. I heard a few radio shows too on that. My first memories of watching Jack Benny probably when I was a little boy, and the reruns of the Jack Benny Show. I think they premiered on Channel 32, WFL. DTV. I don't know if it's the late 60s or early 70s. I'm thinking early 70s, but that's when I first took a glimpse at him. You know, I saw a glimpse of him late at night, and I was, wow, this guy's hilarious. I loved him, you know, and they ran the reruns for many years on Channel 32. And I also remember him on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He appeared a lot, many times there. Also on Roland Martin's Laugh-In. Also on the D. Martin Roast. A lot of TV specials during the 50s, the 60s, early 70s. He was there. You know, also sitcoms, mostly The Lucy Show and Here's Lucy, which it was hilarious. My favorite episode on The Lucy Show when he had the vault where he kept his money. And had all kinds of these booby traps. That was great. I really enjoyed watching him. I really did. He was funny. And so right now I'm going to play a clip of Jack Benny. And he's with actor Frank Nelson. If that doesn't sound familiar to you, but it's his trademark saying that will come to you, and it's hilarious. So this takes place at a department store at Christmas time, and this features Rochester, Jack Benny, and Frank Nelson. And I will play it right now, and I'll be right back with with more of Jack Benny. Thank you, everyone.
Now I want to get something for Mary. I think I get something in the jewelry department for Mary, huh?
Oh, say, boss, do you mind if I do some of my shopping now?
No, no, go right ahead, and I'll see you later. Now, let's see, I wonder where the jewelry department... Oh, mister!
Yeah.
Pardon me, are you the floor walker here?
Well, what do you think I am with this carnation, afloat in the Rose Parade?
Always running. How can you keep a job as a floor walker?
My father owns the store.
Oh, and you're working your way up, huh?
No, I started as president. If you have a question for a floor walker, you better ask it fast.
I have no question, and I'm not going to ask anything. I'll find it myself.
Phew.
Always run into him every place.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that sketch, that clip. That has Jack Benny and Frank Nelson and Rochester. And you hear that actor Frank Nelson is famous for his yes. What a funny man he was. That guy was, he was on the radio, television, did voiceovers for many, many years. He continued doing that, I think, mostly on the Flintstones and also on Sanford and Son. I remember one time he appeared on Sanford and Son a few times. I remember when Fred Sanford and his sister-in-law, Esther, were handcuffed together, and they went to a place to, you know, get released, and he was working at the counter, and Fred said, give me that Wolfman mask, and he asked, did you want a gift wrap? No, she'll put it on to make herself pretty. That show's still funny. I love it. Anyway, as for Jack Benny, almost all his shows are on DVD. His radio shows are on the internet or on CD. If you'd like, you can listen anytime, any place. You know, I've listened to a few, and I've watched a few episodes on YouTube. It's hilarious. It really was. You know what the funny thing is? I read somewhere that they found about 25 episodes at CBS. They were public domain, and they would not release them for some strange reason. Well, I don't know why. A lot of fans want to see them. They want to see them. I do, especially. But I don't know. It's probably someone who's in charge is like, I don't care. Fine. Maybe someone else would do it. You know. But you know, you still hear Jack Benny today. Every February, they play Jack Benny radio show episodes on Those Were the Days. That's a weekly program of vintage radio shows. It's on WDCB 90.9 FM in Chicago. And it's every Saturday from 1 to 5. I try to listen to it. I do. You know, I used to listen to it all the time when it was out on Saturdays. I listened to the car radio or at home. And I don't listen much because I've been busy. But I do enjoy it. And every February, they play The Best of Jack Benny. And it's hosted by Steve Darnell. Very nice man. I met him once, you know, at an event. You know, first it was Chuck Shaden. He did that as well. And Ken Alexander, he was on the show, but he passed away. And I love it. You know, I look forward to that. I've listened to maybe one or two a year just to do that. If I'm not busy, I'll tune it in. You know, I love it. I really, those guys do a good job, excellent job, you know, preserving his legacy like that. We have to, you know, because they don't make shows like that anymore. You know, maybe some people think it's outdated or it's like old fashioned. Yeah, maybe a little bit. It's still hilarious. Jack Benny is still hilarious. I loved him. I really do. You know, and towards the end of his life, he was going to be in the 1974 movie The Sunshine Boys with George Burns, but that didn't happen. So they got Walter Matthau in the movie. I liked the movie. It was funny. It would have been great if Jack Benny was there, but he didn't, because he had pancreatic cancer and he was too sick. So that's a shame. So that's it for Jack Benny. Right now I'm going to talk about Jimmy Wong's Cantonese restaurant. someone mentioned this to me a while back and requested, why don't you talk about this place? And I said, okay. And I forgot about this place. And so now the day is, today is the day to talk about them. And I've never been there. I've heard of it. I've never been there. But this was an interesting establishment. The place was located at 426 South Wabash Avenue in Chicago. And they had a lot of tikis there. That's what I've been told. And it was two levels like that. The restaurant's, the man who ran the place, his name was, of course, Jimmy Wong. And he operated two other places. One is 3058 West Peterson. That's about, what's that street? Between California and Kedzie, over there on the north side. And there was a third one, and it was at 423 South Clark Street, and it was called Nan Yan, which I never knew about that. And the dishes he was famous for was, which I never heard of, is Hong Kong steak. Now, I don't know what's so different about other steaks, but it sounds delicious. And a lot of fish dishes like that. Well, personally, I don't like fish. I'm not crazy about that. So the restaurant had like a neon sign up front, a pagoda-like skylight, Chinese green tile divider, you know, screens along the booths, bamboo trims on the wall, and a bubbling Buddha fountain. I would love to see that. And he was famous for his Polynesian cocktail menu. He had a lot of cocktails. You know, I'll read those in a moment. And someone mentioned that this restaurant was featured in the 1988 movie Child's Play that featured Chucky, the doll, which I've never seen them. I've never seen that movie. I'm not into horror that much. It's like, oh, he's a popular person or thing like that. You know, he's a great horror character, but you know, I'm not into that really. But yeah, but after I do this program, maybe I'll watch it and try to find or try to spot it to see if I could find Jimmy Wong's restaurant. I'm sure it's there. There's screenshots on the internet. Anyway, so I have a menus. I'm not going to read everything because that takes up too much time. So here we go. Let's see what his specialties were, for example. So like soups, for example, egg drop soup, watercress, wonton soup, you know, like they sell at most places, you know, most Chinese places. Jimmy Wong's special soup. I don't know what was in that. Okay. As for seafood, he had shrimps, whitefish, mandarin fish, sweet and sour fish, you know, lobster. He had that. Steaks, he had the Hong Kong steak. He had that. And let's see, lotus beef. Sometimes beef with green peppers and tomatoes, oyster sauce. You get the idea like that. Also, he had poultry, like, for example, chicken. He had Cantonese chicken, Confucius chicken. I don't know what that was about. Hawaiian chicken. he had pressed duck. And this one had pressed duck with sweet and sour sauce, toasted almonds. That sounds good. Or like Peking duck, if you'd like. He also had pork. Like sweet and sour pork, spare ribs, pork and bean cakes, you know, stuff like that. Okay. He also had a dinner menu and a takeout menu. And first I'm going to mention the cocktails real quickly. Here's a menu that features one of his famous ones. He had the usual ones like, you know, mixed drinks like Manhattans, martinis, Brandy Alexander, sidecars, you name it, daiquiri screwdrivers, et cetera, et cetera. Scotch whiskey, cordials, you know, creme de menthe, you know, like that. And Curacao, he had that. And he had wine, of course. But the tropical drinks he had, like Tropical Splendor, that was for the women, Mai Tais, Navy Grog, Tahitian Pearl, Tiki Bowl for two. Like people drink, I think it's like you drink it with two straws or something, like South Sea Daiquiri, Tropical Bacardi, or a Fog Cutter, or Scorpion. I have no idea what that was. I went to bartending school and never heard of these drinks like that. So that was kind of weird like that. Okay. Anyway, so the takeout menu was almost basically the same. Let's see. So let me see if there's anything different. Probably not. So the Hong Kong steak. Yeah, he had the Hong Kong steak. It was tender. It had like, for example, it's served with, it was like, according to the menu, it's like tender crisp. It had water chestnuts, bamboo sprouts, Chinese pea pods, and rare lotus root. I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds good. So, so that was his specials, you know, butterfly shrimp, chicken chow mein. Let's see what else he had. He had chop suey, all kinds of chop suey, chop suey, chow mein, Cantonese chow mein, noodles, if you'd like, you know, all kinds of delicious stuff. Egg foo young, if you'd like that. Fried rice, any fried rice you want. Chicken, sandwiches, you know, he had hamburgers there. Oh, that's amazing. And for desserts, he had ice cream, almond cookies, and I'm sure he had fortune cookies there. I'm sure he did like that. So, let's see, Jimmy Wong. Let's go to him for a moment. There's a biography about him. He was not from Chicago. And so I think he was born in China, I believe. Yeah, I think so. And first he came to, he was born in Canton, China in 1924 to live with his father. And he was a co-owner of a Chinese restaurant. But they first came to Washington State. And then he worked at other restaurants in California, Montana, Washington. And then after the war, he made his way to Chicago. And then started opening the business. And then he opened the one on South Wabash Avenue in Chicago. And it was a huge hit. And not only is famous for that, but, you know, celebrities went to the restaurant. There's a picture of Sammy Davis Jr. Whenever he was in town, he went there and he knew Jimmy Wong. And they, you know, and Sammy Davis Jr. dined there like that. So that's kind of cool. And then the restaurant, I don't know, it was sold for some reason, and the building was closed and torn down in 1997. I don't know if it's the same year, maybe before that. And I don't know about the other restaurants, the other locations, that is, that they were still operating. Maybe, I don't know. His children probably know that. I don't know if they're still in Chicago or they live elsewhere. And Mr. Wong passed away in 2001. Yeah, so... So when you hear, so anyone who lived in Chicago during that time, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, 80s, whatever, you hear Jimmy Wong's, they went there. And I think it was very special when they had Chinese New Year. They had like a big celebration, you know, at the restaurant or elsewhere in the loop doing that. Yeah, so it's a shame I didn't go there. It really is, because I like Chinese food very much. I have it once in a while, you know, but according to most people, maybe it was good back then. You know, like I said before, everyone has their opinion, but there were other ones in the Chicago loop as well. I'll talk about that another time. Okay. So That's it for today. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the, I talked about comedian Jack Benny, and I also talked about Jimmy Wong's Cantonese restaurant in Chicago. This podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. Just tap the apps on your phone, your tablet, anywhere, and also on your desktop, and hit follow, and you'll get the latest episode or previous episodes if you like wish to listen. Also, it will be on my blog, www.vanishchicagoland.blog. You can listen. It'll take you to the link over there. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel. Again, people ask me, where do I listen to your podcast? I want to listen to your podcast. Go to YouTube. Do a search. Type in Vanish Chicagoland Stories or, you know, the podcast or my name, Pete Costanis. You'll find it. Hit subscribe. And you can listen to the latest episode or any previous episodes you wish. Also, be sure on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, LinkedIn, Reddit. Also, I'm on Blue Sky. I just signed up for that. Also on TikTok. The link will take you there. So that's kind of cool. Okay. So that's it for today. So I'm going to sign off, and this is Pete Costanis, your host for Vanish Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for joining me. It's a beautiful day. Today's Poochki Day. So if you're in the mood, you know, so it's Fat Tuesday. I hope I get one. I'm not Catholic, so but I still like them. Anyway, this is Pete Costanis, your host. I'm sorry, repeating it for Vanish Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for joining me. So here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Excuse me for the rambling. So I'm just being normal. So everyone have a great day. I will have another episode this weekend. Okay. So take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.